another epiphany.
Who are you and what have you done to my friend Nara?
Like I mentioned last week, I am so full of wisdom. Mm. But there's something I've been thinking about like all week.
All week?
Even longer. But this week has been like...
The culmination?
Yes, okay. For sure.
I guess what you want me to ask you now is, what is this epiphany you
exactly
had?
Please ask me. No, I just feel like we need to talk about this. I've been like struggling a bit with the expectations I set on my friends. And it's not about like, oh, you know, if they're good friends or not. It's actually about like their ambitions in life. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I find myself like being disappointed if I don't feel that their ambitions or goals are good enough. And then I, you know, catch myself where I'm like, why does that matter? They're not my friends based on, you know, those things. It's other qualities that matter. But I still like sit there and feel frustrated and agitated.
What do you think it is that you're disappointed with in that perspective? Like what disappoints you?
I think it's like, because they are my friends, I know of their, you know, capabilities, and I feel that they're not really, you know, living life to the fullest or kind of taking advantage of all their best qualities, but that they're just like settling. Mm. And then it like brings out a fear in me where I'm like, is this gonna rub off on me? Because I'm kind of, I'm busy and I have very high
I'm at
goals.
My peak, like, you know,
like don't bring me down. Do you understand what I mean? Like, can you relate at all?
I can relate to an extent, but I think you're going to have to dig deeper into why you're feeling like this so that I know if I can reflect the feelings or not. Because, I mean, if it doesn't affect you directly, or does it affect you directly, you think? Is that why you feel like that?
I think it does affect me because... Like, okay, just let's take, you know, a very basic scenario. You're having, like, coffee with a friend, right? And it's usually, you know, you talk about everything. Mm-hmm. Your relationships, whatever's going on in your life, and so on. And I feel like with certain people that they have, like, nothing in particular to share that I can learn from. Mm. Where I would almost prefer that people have, like, a lot going on so that it can trigger me to do even more and perform even better. Because I always have like, there's much more of a positive impact on me when I feel people are like ahead of me. That motivates me. Mm. But if I feel like I'm ahead of the game and everyone else is, you know, like a mile behind, that it's like gonna slow me down. And then I'll feel like, oh, you know, I don't need to do all these things because no one else is doing it. Mm. And then I like lower my standards.
But I mean, do all your friends need to fill the same function for you? That's another question. I think I understand where you're getting at. I think I'm trying to wrap my head around what you just said. But for me, I feel you have different groups of friends with different expectations on those friends and what they do for you and with you and to you, or what they mean to you in your life. So, for example, I mean, maybe some of my childhood friends that I've been friends with since I was a baby or since adolescence are friends because of that. And we might have taken very different routes in our lives. We have different career paths. Some are ambitious, some are not. Mm. Some are, you know, taking 3 years off on maternity leave or whatever when I came back 6 months later, etc. But that's okay for that friend group in my mind because I didn't acquire them at an adult age. So maybe they fill the function more of like a sentimental thing or like you speak on memories or what formed you when you were younger or that's what's holding you. They've been through a lot of things with you that are not career related. So that's okay because you just get this exchange of like, it's a sense of comfort. Like you've been there, you know me, you know what I'm about, you know everything I've been through, I know everything you've been through. So that's why we're friends. And that's where it stops for me. Like I don't have any expectations of you like actually teaching me anything or you advancing my career in any way. And then I have another group of friends, which maybe you fall into, that group of friends that I acquired at an adult age. I acquired you acquired. It feels like I bought
you. Own me.
I owned you. You were trafficked to me. Oh my God, that's terrible.
At a very high price.
But that I gained in an adult age where I had found myself. I had chosen a path and you had chosen the same path. So we found each other in that in common. So then I would maybe put a higher expectation on you because you came into my life from a different angle or from a different door or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I can put that on you because I expect you to, since we have the same experience, we have the same background, we have the same career path, we have the same ambitions, because that's what tied us together in the first place.
Yeah.
So to me, it's more like a division. It's a category.
I get it. And maybe then that it means like, different categories, but also maybe dependent on the phases of life, or?
Right.
I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, I think then, like, what I could be experiencing is the fact that not all of my friends, I think it's even, like, a smaller group, actually, that now, you know, we're adults, and a lot of them have now become parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole new factor brought into our lives, where I'm still very adamant about, like, you know, maintaining a certain level in my career and mm-hmm. so on, and rather just trying to see how a kid fits into that, whereas maybe some of them instead really focus more on that new role, and I feel that we're then like drifting apart, you know, or that we can't talk about these certain things, or that I don't want to like take over a conversation and just make it about work, because, you know, we're friends, we need to talk about other things as well. Oh my God, now it sounds like I'm only talking about work. I'm not, but it could be like, you know, any new like fun projects, or how can we help each other out and stuff like that. And I'm finding more that like people who maybe I used to work with but wasn't like very close friends with, that I'm more like intrigued to get to know them better, because I feel they give me so much more at the phase that I'm in right now.
Okay, but I mean, you must be feeling this for a reason, but also if you feel like that, wouldn't the simple answer be to just, you know, kind of distance yourself from those friends? If they don't make you, like, if you don't get an exchange from them, why do you let it bother you? You can just be like, okay, maybe this is a phase of my life. You and I are over as, you know, any deeper friendship, because we have taken different routes, or we don't see eye to eye anymore on matters of, you know, critical matters, values or ambitions or whatever. I mean, can't you just not get rid of them? That sounds harsh.
No.
But you know what I mean? What keeps you in still if you feel like that?
Because I feel more like, oh my God, it's my responsibility to enlighten them and remind them. No, but like, it's so crazy. But okay, just let me give you an example. So like, we both, you know, in our roles, we're managers, right? Mm-hmm. So we're responsible for other people's, you know, kind of career development and their progress and their well-being at work, right?
I think I see where this is going.
Yes. And so our thoughts are on that quite often, but you can't really imply the same things on, you know, your team, because there's a certain like code of conduct and things you say or don't say and so on. But with friends, I feel like I should be able to sit them down and be like, I made a career plan for you.
So you know? You've taken a managerial role.
Yes.
All over.
I haven't, but I would like to, because I'm like, I hear you, I see you, but like, my plan for you is so much better. So let me just pitch it to you, and these are your 5 steps. And they haven't asked for it, but I just feel like I have to take the responsibility on myself.
But just food for thought.
Okay.
You don't need to fix something that's not broken just because you disagree with it.
Yeah, I know, but I think I have a huge issue with that, like just accepting things and like being on the sideline and just watching things evolve. Or, I mean, it could be like some kind of, I don't know, another fear. And I talked with our friend about this, because, I mean, she just had her second baby and she's like one of the smartest people that I know, and always has such great like insights and advice in all kinds of ways. And I mean, now she's going to be, you know, off from work for a while. And I miss talking to her about like work related things and, you know, having her take on things when she's in that mode. So I'm almost like, oh, hey, you know, you should maybe shorten your mat leave and, you know, get back into business so I can learn more from you. I know, it's so crazy.
I mean, listening to this, people must think, like, how do you have friends at all? Why do we love you? Like, she has great qualities, you guys. There's a lot of stuff about you that's amazing.
Thanks for the pep talk. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess this is just something I'm thinking about right now, and it'll probably pass, or it won't. It doesn't matter. But I sometimes feel kind of very alone in the way I am as a career woman and as a mom, you know? I mean, you and I talk about a lot of these things, and we agree and or disagree in some cases, but like that's where it pretty much ends. I don't feel that there's anyone close to me where I can kind of talk about the same things and that we're like in the same phase. So it feels lonely.
I mean, I think with the friends that I have now, with you guys, I have a very like tight group. I used to be, just to put some background, I used to be the kind of person who had like 1,000 friends, and I was trying to maintain 1,000 friends equally, like give as much of myself to everybody.
I hated that time, by the way.
Me too, actually. Now in retrospect, I did, but I was always like so caring about, you know, I need to be there for everybody, we need to hang out all the time, and you know, we've talked about this in the pod as well before, but that was before. And then I reached the point in my life where I was like, why do I need all of these people in my life? I really don't. Like, I have a core group of friends, which is, my core group is quite a lot smaller than yours, I would say, because you still hang out with quite a few people.
I'm very popular.
You're connected to a lot more people, where I've done like a kind of like an abrupt cut. And
you've sorted out.
I've dropped people from one day to another. And I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. Maybe I'm too, you know, cold turkey. But literally, I have like, I had a moment in my life where I did this like evaluation. Like, does this person actually give me something? It doesn't mean, you know, career advice or inspiration, but do we have anything to talk about that's not about like, I don't know, everyday stupid things or talking about other people? Because sometimes you have those friends too, you know, you just like, everything you connect on is like gossiping about others. And then I reached a point where I was like, I'm so disgusted by this like energy that we're giving each other. And I don't like feeding into that side of myself anymore. I'm trying to like elevate myself.
Like, you don't want to be part of that narrative.
No. So, I mean, I made like a rinse a couple of years ago. I was like, I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. Not saying that we're not friends or that I'm not still, you know,
there
in some polite way. Or cordial with them, but just like this intense hanging out all the time. So I'm thinking maybe you could apply the same method, because for the friends, what I was going to get to, now I became very long around it, beating around the bush, is that the group of friends I have now that I've like handpicked or selected and they feel the same about me, I can also be more understanding of. Like, if there's something, for example, like you say, like our friend now is on maternity leave, or our friends, if we're not able to do what we used to do before, I know it's temporary, because I know it's there, just not right now. And I can accept that more, because I have more of like an overview. And
but maybe you're better at having that like long-term perspective.
Maybe.
And knowing that like, okay, but this is how things are now, and then give it a year, 2 or months, doesn't matter, like things will change. Or I don't know, I guess maybe I just have a tough time with when things change. And I mean, I make myself so available to my friends that maybe I'm expecting the same, like in certain topics and, you know, whatever. But I don't know. It's just, it's been occupying my mind like quite a lot, basically. And I mean, even if I look at the, you know, my team at work or colleagues, I've always preferred to manage a team that is far more skilled than I am. I mean, I love that. Whereas, you know, a lot of managers love having a team that knows less than them. And then they feel all important and like, oh, I'm the big boss. But for me, it's the opposite. And maybe that's just like kind of portraying itself now in my friends group. Like, I need you all to be 100 times better than me at everything.
Not that you would ever believe anyone from your friend group, because you know that you think you're the best.
this is false advertising, you guys.
I think we need to call all my friends and ask. No, but you're right. I think my family, like my sister, everyone would agree, because it's like, oh, you know, they try to give me advice and then they're like, why am I even bothering? Because,
but it's the same. I mean, you could apply it to your partner or your husband. Mm. Obviously, having a kid, maybe it's not as intellectual as it once was before. Maybe it's not the same expectations you had in the beginning of your relationship.
Oh, for sure not.
Or if you guys have different career paths or ambitions or whatever. I mean, it's changed. Mm. And it's bound to change because your lives are different now than they were 2 years ago. So if you're patient with him, I mean, you're not getting a divorce because you're not having intellectual conversations right now or all the time.
But like, speaking of intellectual conversations as well with your partner, like, do you remember like being, you know, in the dating phase and the deep talks and like these important matters and subjects in life?
Existential questions.
Yes. To what it is now, like most of the time.
Yeah, didn't we talk about this one time?
We did. But it's like, I think it's probably all just like kind of related, isn't it?
It is. But what I'm saying is you don't just drop him because you guys are not at the same level. So if you can bear through that, which is more of an everyday encounter because you see it every day, why can you not be more understanding towards you and your friends maybe having different views for a little while or maybe forever? I don't know.
I think it's because, I mean, with your partner, probably just like, you know, with close family, you can be a lot more kind of honest and tell them, you know, the way things are. Just but like, you know, you'll fight with your sibling in ways you probably wouldn't with a friend. Mm-hmm. And you can express this. And also probably you just know, okay, but you're my partner, you're my family. Like, we're in this forever. So just got to make it work. But with friends, it's like, I'm a bit more sensitive to the situation. Like, how do I tell this in a nice way? Because the risk of losing that friend for expressing, you know, my current honest opinions.
But then again, on a different side, being on the receiving end as one of your friends, I can most probably speak for most of your friends. I don't know all your friends in depth, but we know who you are and how you are as a person, and we accept you for how you are, and you're always super honest. So I don't expect anything less from you. So if you were to be, if I was that friend, for example, and you're like, Ines,
you're like, oh my God, is this where it's leading?
You're brain dead or whatever. Like, I really don't appreciate our relationship right now. I wouldn't expect anything else from you, because I chose you as a friend to many parts because you are so honest, and I appreciate that with you. Like, that is one of your, to me, perks. And to maybe to other people, it's, you know, terrible that you're like that. But we all know that you are that person. So I don't think anybody would take it, you know, oh, you're at risk of losing me if you were to speak up more. Because we know you.
Then maybe that's my task for whenever.
To tell people.
Yeah.
Off.
And it's that. And it's not really like, oh, it's one specific person and I'm going to tell you off. Maybe it's just more like, I need to tell them how I am feeling right now and what I need to, like, be content.
But isn't that the beauty of real friendship? That you should be able to have those difficult conversations and then still stay friends?
Yeah,
I mean, God knows
but
that
I
you
just
and
feel
I...
But, you know, I feel bad about saying certain things. But, yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that God knows that you and I have not always had nice conversations. And we've fallen out or disagreed or had moments where we haven't spoken and whatever. But that's all been a part of the journey of our friendship. So I don't see why you wouldn't be able to do that with the other people.
But I don't like falling out.
But we're here. I mean, it worked out.
And I'm so uncomfortable with those things, no matter like how honest I am. I always like, I don't know. You're better at like kind of...
It's crazy that I'm the softer one, generally, a little bit, than you. You're the more direct one.
Yes,
I'm like the bossy one.
Things.
But then I am... absolutely not in a problem with like not falling out, that was maybe a little extreme, but this, you know, like I said before, the cold turkey, just like I'm done. I'm not sentimental about those things ever. There's very rarely I've like stopped hanging out with someone and that I've thought, oh man, I miss that person. I don't like once you're out, you're out. I'm the same with like exes, with everything.
That's true.
Once you're out of my life, you are erased from my memory.
Oh my, so if anyone that's been erased is listening to this, you ain't coming back.
Sorry, not sorry. Stop hoping. I'm not coming back.
Okay. No, but fine. I get it. I think I just need to...
You just lose so much energy and time dwelling on things.
I know.
So either you solve it or you don't.
Yeah.
I just need to find like a new way of communication. I guess that's maybe the key in everything.
Speaking of friends, I can just add a little side note about something that has been on my mind and that I talked to one of our friends about, one of the two. I feel like we always talk about the same two friends, so
Pretty much.
We really have other friends? But anyway, we talked about this, you know, that we feel like we need to get better at doing things just the girls. And since we had kids, it's always been like a family project. So we are always, you know, in our group chat, if we're planning a meetup, it's always like, bring the husbands, bring the kids, let's do something child approved, let's go barbecue, or let's go to an animal park or something. Like, we do so many things together that the few meeting points where we have alone are very few and far apart. And I don't think we've been together, the four of us, without
partners or kids, yeah.
For like, what, over a year? Or
probably.
And so we promised ourselves that we're going to get better, you know, just doing girl dinners and going out. And I think that's a good way of like nurturing our friendships and maybe then coming back to this intellectual level or the ambition level, or, you know, kind of finding our way back to who we were before kids. Because if we're not impressionable of all the other things around us, cut off all the noise. The noise in this case being our husbands and our kids. And become better at hanging out. Maybe then you will feel more inspired
actually,
by your friendships.
I think that's exactly what it is. Because just like you and I said, you know, the day we had together where we just like hung out for 8 hours and talked about everything. You have the time then. And maybe that is the key. Because for me, I appreciate the time alone with the girls much more than what we do as a group with the kids and the partners. Yeah. Not because it isn't fun, but because, like, let's be honest, we don't talk. We're just chasing around and, like, you know, you go home and it's like, what the hell did we talk about? Like,
did I complete a sentence?
Yeah, we're like, oh, what rubber boots are best for the kids? And I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel that that's what I want to be talking about. So, yes, girls' night.
Girls' night.
Yes. I refuse anything else until we've had a girls' night.
Okay. Deal.
Deal. Okay.
And on that note, I also want to leave you with a task.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is boggling your mind and you don't really know which way to go on this matter.
I'm very confused.
So my task to you, or my challenge to you, is if you're feeling like that, dare to be transparent.
Okay.
And talk about that with the friends. Obviously not me, because I'm your intellectual sparring partner. But with the friends that you feel like this about, dare to talk to them. And see how it's received. If it's received well, or like as an open, you know, humble kind of vulnerable manner, then you know that they're the friends you want to keep anyway. And if they receive it or take it the wrong way, maybe you need new friends. I don't know.
Or a break.
Either way, all of those above are okay. But I think I'm giving you the task of speak to them.
Okay. I will do that. And you know what? I'm going to have like an opening phrase after we've published this episode. I'll be like, hey, did you listen to the latest episode? And if they say no, obviously we're not going to be friends anymore. But if they say, oh, yes, I'll be like, so.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're
and then
the
I
problem.
Don't even have to explain because like, but then you know everything. Get back to me how you wish to proceed.
Solution oriented. How do we move on from this?
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thanks. I really needed like this kind of venting session.
Good.
And let's book that girls' night.
Let us.